No one knows for certain how many people live in each unit that range from 295 square feet, with the larger ones at 444 square feet. It's not clear how long the current residents have lived there, nor the city's plans regarding the current residents. What is becoming very clear are the conditions of the 23 affordable units the city now holds the title to. Prospector Square HOA General Manager Bob Hughes says he's had calls from owners and residents complaining about the conditions of the Talisker units.
One of the units was next to an individual who owned a couple of condos in that building, and he had spent money with their pest control people, and it was fine. And then his tenants would say, oh gosh, we've seen some insects coming over. And so then that owner would call me and say, there's a problem, and it's not in my unit, it's the one that's next door. So we brought in a pest control company. That owner paid for it, not Talisker, because it was impacting him.
Hughes says the Summit County Health Department brought in 6 members of their staff to conduct a health inspection of all 23 units.
Some of them had pretty bad conditions, 500 cockroaches in one unit. My sister, who is an entomologist, told me there's probably 1,000. If they found and caught 500, there's probably a lot more. So they're not all like that, though. I don't want that to be the impression. But then there was other issues with those units, and electrical, fire alarms, things like that.
In addition to the cockroaches, there is also an issue with bedbugs that has spread throughout the building. The health department produced an 80-page report listing the many conditions related to the condos. Park City Council knew there would be some issues, so in addition to the $1.15 million they paid to purchase the loan Talisker Housing LLC defaulted on, Councilmember Nan Worrell says the city is investing about $10,000 into each unit to bring them up to code.
Talisker just kind of abandoned them, and the 4 folks that were living there, because the owner is responsible for the repairs within the unit, some of the folks didn't have heat. They are, you know, had difficulty with leaking toilets, leaking faucets and stuff, and so the homeowners association was, you know, their water bill was higher than it needed to be. You know, obviously the unsanitary conditions, we realize that they need to have some renovation done to them. That's part of what we're looking forward to here.
Affordable Housing Manager Jason Glidden says the city is not going to slow down until they rectify the conditions of the units.
I've reached out and met with Bob Hughes, and they've already done some preliminary inspections. So I've gotten copies of those, and we're looking to address those issues specifically with the bugs ASAP. I have a meeting with the health department to go over what they had found as part of their inspection. And like we said, it's a priority for us to address immediately.
Since the city is still in the process of understanding the full capacity of the issues with the condos, it's not clear if any or all of the residents will have to be displaced while the city renovates them. Community Development Director Ann Laurent says there are still many unanswered questions.
We're going to be working through an implementation plan. And obviously, I mean, what I'll say is we'll certainly figure out a way to be the least disruptive. And we will work with each of them on a plan and on what has to or can't happen. But, you know, we're talking about some things that are likely going to be able to be taken care of. We're just going to need access to do it. But the details, like, we just don't know.
The city has started reaching out to some of the residents.
As we gather this information, we'll put together a transitional plan. We, as staff in the city, have committed to increasing communication with these tenants. We have reached out to a couple of them who have reached out to us and responded back to them. But we do have some communication coming out very shortly to all of them to update them and to hopefully provide them with some information as we move forward.
Some of the residents are Spanish-speaking, and Glidden says they'll provide all of the literature in Spanish for all of the Latino occupants. The city met with the health department on Friday and has scheduled a second inspection to take place sometime this week. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.